Praise Him, saints. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. And this is Tuesday morning, December the 9th, and it's raining. When I think of the rain, when I see the rain, I think of God's grace. I almost never complain about the rain. Ever since I was a child, I just love the rain and love the sound of it upon the rooftop, the sound of it hitting the windows. And that's exactly what it's doing this morning. Of course, it's December 9th, and it's the year of our Lord, 775. And on our secular calendar, it's 2014. Welcome to you, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful day. And you and I, we have this great privilege. Let me say a little bit more about that after we've acknowledged our appointment with the Lord. Let us go before Him. Please join me. Thank you, Father. This is a day that you have made, and we're so thankful because we're able to see it. And once again, we witnessed your grace and your mercy, how you kept us while we slept. You gave us rest. Our bodies are refreshed, our minds are quickened, our hearts are sharp, and they're turned towards you because you are our help. It's from you that all of our help comes. So today is no exception, and we receive all of this help that comes with this day. We give this day back to you, and we want you to shape and fashion it according to your own heart's desire. We just want to walk alongside of you and follow you, look into your wonderful face, see your goodness, see your tenderness and your compassion upon us. We welcome your grace and mercy today as we welcome the rain. Speak to our hearts today as we lift them up and present them to you. Have your way in us as never before. We thank you for all our prayer partners everywhere whose hearts are joined with ours and are turned towards the cross, remembering the great work that was done through your Son, Christ Jesus, and how he now reigns supreme after having been given a name above every other name, so that at the sound of his name, every knee should bow. We bow ours today before you. We thank you. Be in our midst. You promised that you would never leave nor forsake us, and that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst to bless. Father, today we ask for the blessing. We ask you to cleanse us and to wash us, make us whole. Wherever we are stained by sin, we ask you to remove those stains by the blood. We seek the help that comes only through the blood, so that our righteousness, so that your righteousness, rather, can be established upon our lives like a raiment. We are enrobed with the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. On this day, we seek the safety of the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, it's raining in our zone, and it's been doing that, I guess, most of the evening, as far as I can tell. And it's a gentle, steady rain. And as I said earlier, I always, ever since I was a child, welcomed it and loved the rain. There's something about it that reminds me of God's tender mercies and his graciousness, his goodness. It all comes from love. And so the rain, we welcome the rain today. We welcome God's gracious help comes from above. So when I look at the window and see all the droplets of water that are just assembled there, like we are assembled here right now, I'm praising God and thanking him. Because he is just so awesome. Well, my praise report today, my personal praise report, is for the privilege of the first hour. In the times of the scriptures and Bible, in the nation of Israel, the day was divided up into 12 equal segments. And you've read in the Bible where the hours were referred to, such that Jesus gave up his spirit in the third, the sixth hour in the afternoon. So the first hour is when? First hour is right now, from 6 to 7 in the morning. And then it goes from 7 to 8, second hour, 8 to 9, third hour, and so on until 5 to 6. Again in the afternoon, the 12th hour. So aren't you thankful that we're up from the first hour of the biblical day, the very first hour? We come on at 6 and we go till approximately 6:45. So it's a privilege. So my heart is jubilating because we're able to do this. So today, we thank him. I almost forgot to say, I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next few minutes or so. And we welcome your praise report, and we do welcome your prayer requests, every last one of them. So feel free to join in. Just press button one on your phone. And the reason we do that is just to protect our recording, so that there are no sounds of preparation. You know, some of us are preparing to go to work while we're dialed into this prayer cast, and we're getting ourselves ready, or we may be fixing a breakfast or something. And so all of those things are fine. We want to protect the recording, because all our prayer casts are recorded, and then they're archived, they're stored, so that you can go back at any time from any place, as long as you have internet access, and you can go back to a program for any day. These prayer casts are available for access 24/7. And so we have thousands of people from around the world that are accessing our program. They may not be able to be on live with us, and let's say they're in Afghanistan or someplace in Africa, in Italy, and we've had people dial in, or actually access via the internet our prayer cast from all of those places, Ghana, Liberia, all of those places. So it's much larger than just us or just you, me. It's huge. And so it's available 24/7 to anyone who goes to the internet and logs into our prayer cast. So that is the reason why we do it this way. Sometimes we have our lines completely open, but that's more rare than what is the regular practice. So just press the button one on your phone if you would like to make a prayer request, or to sound your voice, just to say amen, or give a praise report. Don't be bashful about that. The reason is this, and I really, really thank the Lord. My heart's filled with joy at this fact. We are presently, right now, joined with saints all around the earth at this hour. Imagine that. That is why your active participation is such a privilege. We're joined with saints all around the earth. We know of all the prayer groups that are praying right now, just like we are, other saints. So we're part of something huge that God is doing around the earth. This is not about us, as much as we would like to think that. It's much larger. And so that is a privilege. So I'm thanking God for the privilege of joining with the saints who have done this for thousands of years. Going back, we're joining the past, we're joining the present, and we hope and have hope for the future of the prayer that changes us, changes people of God, changes the world. Amen. Just to take us to the scripture, Psalm 145 and verse 18 and 19. Today our focus is that we're accepting the fact that the scripture is what it says. It contains God's word, his promise, and that we believe the Lord is near to us. We have great access to the Lord, and the scriptures promises that the Lord is near to all who call upon him. And that's what we're doing. Therefore, the Lord is near to us on this day. Our calling on him must be a sweet sound to him. He therefore fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears our cry and he saves us. So today we call on him as never before, because He is the Holy One and the only one who is our help. His grace is like rain. Listen to the sound of the rain. That's His grace, if you will. So in Psalm 145, verse 18 and 19, here's what it says. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him sincerely and in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who reverently and worshipfully fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. That's the promise of God's word. And then from the prophet Zechariah's writing, and of course I'm reading from the Amplified Version, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is uncompromisingly just and having salvation, triumphant and victorious, patient, meek, lowly, and riding on a donkey, upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. And I will cut off and exterminate the war chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak the word, and peace shall come to the nations, and his dominion shall be from the Mediterranean Sea to any other sea, and from the river Euphrates to the ends of the earth." Can you receive that? That's recorded in Zechariah chapter 9 and verses 9 to 10. Powerful prophetic words of what is to come. And that is peace to the nations. Can you realize how right now there's no peace? There are protests everywhere. So we want to pray today. Let us go to our prayer agenda for today. And the first item on our list, we want to pray for those that are depressed, feeling weighed down. And if you're one of those persons, well, you know, we want to believe God right along with you for your deliverance from the oppression and depression. And we want to invite an awareness that becomes an impression of the greatness of our God. And there are many things that we can be oppressed and depressed about, such as circumstances that may be present in our lives that we do not prefer. However, God is larger than all of our circumstances. Yes, think about it. So let us go to His altar. Let us go to His throne. Let us go and take all of our burdens, and we lay them down at His feet. He's able. And He will change our depression into joy. And joy is different from happiness. Happiness depends on happening. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit of God. And joy does not change based on circumstances. Happiness does. But joy is enduring and is sustained by the Holy Spirit in our hearts through every circumstance. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I love it. Let us go to Him. Father, we come into Your courts with praise today. We come knowing that Your presence is light to us, so that we are able to see because You illuminate our hearts, our minds, our spirits. Today we cast all our cares upon You. And there's so many things that we care about. But You said Your burden is light. So we're taking on Your yoke today. We're surrendering whatever the enemy has placed upon us. We're coming out from under it right now, from the slavery and drudgery of all those things that weigh us down. And we're coming up free, delivered, overcoming every weight, laying aside every weight, so that we can run this race with the quickness and with the sure-footedness that You have made the way for us to enjoy and employ. Today we pray for all of those that are stressed to the point of depression, those that are under heavy weights of responsibility to the point of feeling oppressed. We pray for them right now that they will be arising even now from under every heavy weight. Quicken each one as never before. Let Your life-giving Spirit bring them joy. Joy unspeakable. Joy undescribable. Joy that is permanent. It's fixed, displacing every bit of depression and oppression. We rebuke the work of the adversary to keep Your people burdened, enslaved. So we call upon You today with one voice, and we thank You for the freedom from depression, freedom from oppression, and all those things. We just want to be greatly impressed, and we are, with You and who You are to us. You're the only wise God, and for that we are grateful. Thank You for the deliverance from depression. Thank You for the joy. In Jesus' name we pray and receive it. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. If you'd like to make a prayer request, I beseech you, just press the button 1 and your line will be alive where you could be heard, and we can join you, joining our faith to yours and joining our agreement based on God's word. Today, we want to pray for broken families. And my heart, personally, is touched. And when I look around and see the amount of sadness the amount of, you know, hopelessness that exists all around us. Families are shattered. We're seeing it in the media. We're seeing it in our neighborhoods. We're seeing it in our own families. So we are going to take that to prayer. Then I will respond to, we have someone waiting in queue to be heard, and we will go right to that call. Dear Father, we pray for the healing of broken and embittered relationships. We pray for comfort. There are families right now who their loved one has passed away, and it's tremendously grievous to them. We pray that the Father's heart, the heart of God, will overshadow them right now, bringing healing. Overshadow the young ones, the children as well, that they would know the joy of being part of God's family, that you will meet every need, financial needs, you're able to meet those, that you would bring supportive friends and relationships into these lives. You would grant hope to them as they come to follow you, just like in the days when Jesus walked the earth, the people came to follow him. He was their hope and still is. So we thank you today that you're administering healing to families that have been shattered and broken by all kinds of circumstances. We thank you right now because you are our healer. You are our provider. Upon you we depend. We thank you right now. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Just believe him, because he is near to us. Well, your line is live. 4954. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning,
Steve. I just want to give a word of encouragement through God's word. And I always love to pray through God's word, because his word is yea and nay, and his word is truth. This morning, amen. I would like to share at Luke 19:46.
Yes.
I tell you that if these shall keep silent, the stone will immediately cry out. And I'm not going to keep silent, because I do not want the stone to cry out for me. I want to cry out with my own voice that he has given me. He also promised us in Psalm 71:6 that by you I was upheld from birth. So if God upheld me from birth till I am 58 years old, why should I be silent? Why should I keep quiet when he promised me that he have held me up from birth? He knew me from in my mother's womb. I will not keep silent, because he is my rock, he is my salvation, he is my all in all. And that is my word of encouragement this morning. Do not keep silent, because the rock would cry out for us.
Praise the Lord.
We have to let him know that we believe and we trust every word that he has
yes.
given to us. And that is my
yes.
exaltation this morning. I just want to say, thank God for saving me. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that word of encouragement. We are encouraged. We, from the grave, we cannot cry out to the Lord. We cannot call upon him.
Amen.
In the grave, we are under a stone. While alive, we prefer not to be a stone, but to praise him. And it's a privilege. And it's important to remember what we established at the very beginning of our prayercast today, that we are in the first hour of the day. That this day, from a biblical perspective, did not begin at 12:01 last night. This day began at this very hour that we are in. This is the biblical perspective. And so we have this privilege of speaking into this day in a powerful way, setting the tone and tenor for the day, the rest of the day. And we've got to get that God wants us to, and he has called us out. Out of what? Out of darkness and from among those that are ignorant, meaning have no knowledge of the things of God. He's called us out from that. And so we are now people that are knowing God powerfully, and we know what to do, what to say, when to say, how to do it, because he's our guide and he's our instructor. He's the captain of our faith. So when it said over in Mark, that Jesus, the Gospel of Mark speaks of it, Jesus got up to pray early in the morning. And that's what we're doing here. That's why you don't know what tomorrow will bring, and we can't count on tomorrow.
Amen.
No. You can't
Amen.
Count on tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we may not
time.
Be able to do this.
Amen.
We don't know. There's so many perils and dangers
mm-hmm.
that are possible. Oh, yeah, we believe tomorrow. We'd like to believe that, and we should. But there's no guarantees. But you know what? We have now. We have now. It's in our possession. Now. What do you do with now? How do you handle now? Can you handle now? Don't worry about tomorrow. Some of us are already worrying about tomorrow. So please, Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. You got enough on your plate today. And he said, give us this day our daily bread. There's no way it said, give us tomorrow's bread. Give us this day. So God is awesome. So we want to thank you, by the way, for that word of encouragement. My heart is illuminated by that and strengthened, and I'm sure others are as well. We want to pray for the... Let us do this. I have a list here that I've assembled of prayer targets, and of course there's room for yours if you would just take advantage of the opportunity. We want to pray for men, and I believe that's important. You know, men, when I say men, I'm talking about those that are of the male gender. And the reason for that is because of the great thing that God has done. God has given us, and I'm saying, I'm including myself, as a man, great opportunity and privilege to lead and to function very much as Christ did. And Christ worshipped the Father, and he honored him in faithfulness and wisdom and truth. So we want to pray for men that our identity would be centered in Christ-like leadership, servant leadership. And so when we look at our churches, we see that they're mostly women that make up the churches, the church family or the congregation, mostly females. And I'm not stating that with any kind of negativity in mind. Thank God for them. They're the ones that pray us in and pray for us. They're the ones that visit the place of resurrection, the tomb. They're the ones that lead off and discover that he is risen. So I speak of the need for men, because in that day when Jesus exploded out of the tomb in life, where were the men? They were hiding, confused, disappointed, frustrated. They had not caught what Jesus was teaching all of that time. But the women got up early, and they were at the tomb. So they were the first evangelists, because the angel said to them, go tell them he is risen, he's not here. They were the first messengers, wasn't the men. Now, I don't think that that was God's plan and purpose, that the men would be absent from the scene. We go back to the Garden of Eden, and somehow, somewhere, Adam wasn't present when Eve was having a conversation with the adversary. He was somewhere, maybe lying on the tree sleeping or something. Father, we pray today for the men, that men will seek you and honor you with faithfulness and wisdom and truth, that you would send men into the fold, thousands upon tens of thousands and thousands of thousands, in the name of Jesus, that men would come into the congregation of the faithful and of the saints, would be saved and would be centered in Christ-like service and leadership, and have the vision of their lives be to serve and to advance your purposes. You made us for that. So we pray today that men, even on this day, that the hearts of males would be changed, and that the decision to stand up and be men would be overwhelming, so that men are moved towards the church family, towards the house of God, so that men will take up headship. The vacuums of headship would be filled, even in our house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well,
amen.
yes, I felt that prayer, believe me. Yeah, praying for men. Oh, yes. Men. Not just males, men. maleness is a biological given. I'm a male. I have nothing to do with how that came about. But when it comes to being a man, oh yes, that's a decision that I had to make. And that decision comes out of understanding, being submitted to God, knowing that I needed to be saved. I needed to be formed and fashioned in manhood so that I can fulfill the space and place of servant leadership. Even now in some churches, I've seen that you have males and they fall short of being men. They're weak, can't stand. You have women that are standing stronger than men, because the men are weak. God help us. Hallelujah. Well, your line is live. We would like you to speak. You are in queue. Thank you for being patient. 0918. Sister praise Jennifer, I believe.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless everyone on the line this morning. I have a prayer request.
Thank you.
And I was in conversation with a friend of mine recently, Saturday morning actually, and it really broke my heart what he was telling me about, and I just want to lift up the department, all those that are in law enforcement.
Oh yes, praise the Lord.
A lot of times they abuse their authority, but also it doesn't always have to stem with just from them. It stems from their administrative department.
Mm-hmm.
Because my friend was sharing with me that an officer who had compassion on an inmate was actually walked out, meaning that he was removed from his position.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually had to resign, and all because he tried to save an inmate from falling because the inmate was ill.
He
put his hand out to prevent him from falling, you know, and he lost his job because of this, and that's only one instance. You know, so and it came from those who are in the higher authority. So we want to lift up those men and women that are in the Department of Corrections, that they, no matter what, allow the Lord to use them and give them mighty hearts of compassion towards these males and females, inmates that they may be guilty, they may be not. God is their only judge. But a lot of them, they're just lost and they don't know the way. And they might have been a victim of circumstance. But here it is, in the Department of Corrections, they're just a number.
Okay, sister. I'd like to ask you to lead us off in prayer. On that, our time is winding up quickly. If you would lead us off in prayer on that issue, because I believe it's an important issue, and what you're talking about occurs every single day. The enemy causes our situation or circumstances to be such that people are seen as that. So I'll ask you to lead us off in prayer on that, and we have a matter of seconds. if you would.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father,
hallelujah.
Come to you this morning.
Yes.
Because we recognize you as Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
God, you came to the earth and you had compassion on
yes.
all through, Lord God. You've always been compassionate towards us. So, Father, this morning we pray
yes, Lord.
For the hearts
yes, Father.
Of men to be compassionate.
Yes.
No matter what the circumstance, Lord God, or no matter what the consequence, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, in particular this morning for those that are in law enforcement. Yes, God.
Yes.
That they continue, Lord God, to have compassionate hearts, Lord God, and those that are not compassionate, Lord, that you stir them up, Lord God, and allow them,
yes.
Lord God, to feel something for the others that may be in their under their authority. Lord God, let them
yes.
realize that they are human beings and not just make up a number. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we
hallelujah.
Call on you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh God, and we rebuke every plot of the enemy that comes to steal,
yes, yes.
To kill,
have your way, Lord.
And to destroy, to give men hearts of stone, Lord God. But we thank you today that you came to take out the heart of stone and to give us all hearts
the
of flesh.
Heart of flesh,
in the
yes.
name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray today, and we know, Lord God, that you hear us and you will answer our prayer. We believe you, oh God. And we know that all things are possible with you. So we give you praise
yes.
this morning. We give you the glory. And we give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you,
glory
Lord.
To God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, saints, I pray that our time together has been beneficial, where we feel cared for by the Lord, and that He has moved upon our lives in very special ways on this day. We want to thank you for joining us, not only joining us, but being part of something that is very important to the Lord's heart. And that is where we gather at the first hour of the day to acknowledge Him. So what do you think happens with the rest of our day? It's peaceful. Peace in terms and function on and based on joy, not on happenings. So go forth in peace today. May the Lord, may His countenance shine upon you and be gracious to you and give you what? I would say peace. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you,
peace.
Lord.
Peace.
Hallelujah.
Peace.
Hallelujah.
The atmosphere of peace
thank you, Lord.
Surrounds us all
oh,
day today.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
No matter
hallelujah.
What. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
The name
we
of the Lord.
It in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to
oh,
His name.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
God bless you,
Lord.
Join us again on tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the first hour of the day.
Hallelujah.
Praise and bless Him.
Praise
Father, we
name.
Thank you for this time.
Thank you. Your word, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Will you be the rock of our salvation? Jesus, you're worthy of all the praises.